Recording in progress.
All you, Chairman.
Got it. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board at the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? No, Roy. Mr. Blount?
I saw Rodney earlier on the screen.
You're muted, Rodney, but I see you. Now you're still muted. Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
I'm here, Mr. Blount.
There you go. Thank you. Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic,
for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to our agenda this evening?
Yes, there are. There are three changes to the agenda. First application, Arnaldo Peraza, 1438 West 4th Street, will be carried to April 14th, and the applicant must notice. The application of Craig and Denise Newton is postponed until March 24th. No further notice is required because they noticed for tonight's meeting. The last change is Sean Fitzgerald, 216 Chestnut Place. That is adjourned until March 24th with no further notice since then. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. I left my revised agenda at work, Laura. Is number six where we're going to start then, JSM?
Yes, that's the only one that's actually going forward today.
Item number six. I want to read the right number. That's all.
Stop. That's a good day.
Next month is not going
to
be good.
Enjoy it now, guys. It's item 21-ZB-82V, JSM at Centennial LLC.
Phase one, comma, LLC.
Go ahead, counsel.
Thank you. My name is Irina Algart, and I'm here on behalf of JSM at Centennial with the Weingarten Law Firm. We're here before the Zoning Board for an interpretation with regard to a use that we're proposing in the shopping center zone. It's for our new tenant, Trinity Rehab. It's an outpatient physical therapy facility. The zoning ordinance doesn't identify the specific businesses that are permitted in the shopping center zone, although it just generally indicates that business enterprises are permitted. So it seems to accommodate a broad range of business enterprises. I also just wanted to point out that we received a planning memo from the planner, Mr. Chadwick, wherein he had opined that this is a permitted use and recommends that the board grant it. So just wanted to let you know that we have several folks here today. We have Ron Allenbach, who's the director of engineering and planning for the landlord, and he'll be able to respond to some other points that Mr. Chadwick's planning memo has raised. We also have the tentative here, Tanya Gavarides, and our planner, Christine Caffone, just in case there's any other questions that come up. So without any further delay, Ron, I don't know if he could be sworn in. Ron Allenbach.
Mr. Allenbach, could you raise your right hand?
You're muted.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Sure. Again, my name is Ron Allenbach, A-U-L-E-N-B-A-C-H. I'm the Director of Engineering and Planning for Edgewood Properties, parent company at JSM Centennial. Laura, I believe if I could share my screen.
Go right ahead.
I believe everybody's familiar with the site. This would be a proposed tenant located in the retail strip center. That's immediately adjacent to the Infinity Credit Union or to the right-hand side as you pull in the center off of Centennial at the light, the traffic signal by Lowe's there. It's the former Pet Value, former Sleepy's area, and Trinity is looking to occupy just over 3,000 square feet located in that area there. Again, as Ms. Elgard indicated, as a physical therapist, typical hours are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. But again, as Mr. Chadwick had talked about, as Ms. Christine Caffon will discuss, we feel it's a good add to the center, and we look forward to the board's, if it has any questions for me, I'm here to answer any questions the board may have.
John, did you have any questions, Mr. Chadwick?
No.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments?
Yes, Steve Weissman. I have a question for Mr. Chadwick about parking. Is there sufficient
parking? You would compare this to a retail use. Retail would have a higher parking demand than physical therapy. The real case is that the overall center is under a parking standard which embraces a lot of different uses, most of which would be of a greater parking demand than this. So I feel comfortable with the conditions.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Any other members of the board? Hearing none. I'm comfortable to move on at this point. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments for this individual or about the application, the request? Laura?
No one, Chairman.
No one. So the public portion is closed then. With the recommendation of Mr. Chadwick his expertise, I would say we should move ahead. I'd like to make a motion to move ahead and grant the request.
A second.
Please take a vote, Lori.
And just to explain to the board, what you're voting on here is this is a request for an interpretation, and your vote is to say that this is a permitted use in this zone.
Thank you, Jim. Laura?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, it's a good night when it's number six that you start with and it's 8 minutes in.
We should be this lucky often, I hope. Have a great night. Good luck.
Have a great night. Thank you, everybody.
You take care. Thanks.
Let's move on to item 9, which is the adoption of the resolutions from the regular meeting, February 10th, 2022.
First resolution is Bahari Patel, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka? Did we lose him?
No, he's there.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, Mr. Mitterrando?
He's zoned out for a minute.
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next resolution is Jonathan Stuhl, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next resolution, Don Lee, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Final resolution is Angela Christmas. This was an application for a sunroom and some ramps, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Thank you. Move on to item number 10, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of February 10th, 2022. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Good. Item number 11 is adjournment. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for this rough meeting that we had this evening. Remember nights like this when on March 24th, we're going to be probably looking at the clock around 10 o'clock and everyone in your family sleeping. And we're still here in front of a laptop. So once again, thank you for your volunteering and have a great week and be safe.
You too.
Take care.
Hey, everyone. Have a good evening, everyone.
Good night, gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you.